The Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
So you have what in terms of your relationship with these people?
Well, we've got two very wonderful people, as I told you, Phil, Don and Karen Llewellyn. And they live over the cherry blossom phase, which we've just completed. They've been in their home about 8 months. They've got a beautiful Villa de Castile floor plan.
But what's going on with them?
Well, they're getting divorced.
Okay.
And I said to Janice Greeley, who is on our Summertacular Steering Committee, I said, are you believing this? You know, divorce, Phil, is something, I guess you could say that Steve and I kind of get a kick out of it, because, not because we want to be divorced, because you wouldn't think there'd be that many weak people out there.
And, well, I mean, forgive me, but isn't that a little judgmental?
Well,
I mean, aren't there a number of factors when it comes to divorce?
I don't think it takes really a rocket scientist to figure out how to keep a marriage together. And when I spoke with Karen and I said to Steve, are you believing these people? We laughed. I mean, it seemed like for hours we were laughing over these people the other night.
Well, I don't understand. This couple you're talking about, Don and Karen Llewellyn, have children, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Well, what is funny about a divorce like this?
What is funny about it?
Yeah. I mean, a divorce where there's custody battles, where there's children involved.
Oh, my God. You have two young people. So I'm talking with Karen last week at a luncheon that we had at the Reagan Library, and she says, well, she and Don, this is the way she put it to me. She couldn't get into a sexual rhythm with him, or something about them not being on the same page sexually. And I have to tell you, I had to excuse myself and go to the ladies' room before I laughed in front of everyone and spit tuna salad all over everyone. I was going to, for me, to hear...
What is funny about that? Isn't that a common complaint that many couples have?
About sex?
Yeah.
So let me explain something to you and maybe to a lot of your listeners. I don't know. Because I don't know anymore whether people are really in rhythm with the reality of what's going on. But Steve and I have been married for 18 years. I've never said no to him. And I mean, we've been everywhere, and I have never said no to him. On boats, I remember once inside the block enclosure for pool equipment, we were on a Ferris wheel. You know, so I don't understand your question.
Well, I don't need to know every detail.
But I don't understand your question.
Well, look,
Phil, you see, look, Steve and I believe that divorce...
My question is this. What's unusual about that?
Steve and I believe that divorce is really amusing. That people can't have what Steve and I have is kind of amusing to us. Steve and I look at divorced couples or couples that are divorcing, and you don't want to say it, and you want to leave the room before you say it, but the loser word seems to be appropriate. I mean, they're just losers. And
is there no compassion, though, for the pain these couples go through, for the children?
You know, it's interesting you mention the children. Karen said that there's probably going to be a custody battle for the kids.
See, that's to me, that's sad.
Well, get a load of this. Apparently, she drinks, okay, and she drinks to excess. And I told her that, and Don's gonna use it. And she's telling me this, and of course, the visual of them doing this tap dance for the children, who do you want to live with? I have to tell you, I had to excuse myself, and I really mean, it's this funny to me. I had to do a quick underwear check because I can't, you know, it's just very funny.
All right, look, our number is 1-800-449-8686. For those of you just joining us, I'm talking with Bobby Dooley. She's the president of the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. On divorce, and specifically this couple who live, they are neighbors. They also have children who are in the school district there, right?
That is correct, yeah.
So you are a PTO board member laughing at the divorce of children, of the parents of children who's you know, under whose guidance, under your guidance, they depend. And custody battles aren't funny. They're tragic. Families falling apart are not funny. They're tragic.
Well, I don't know why you're punishing me, because Steve and I are...
I'm not trying to punish you. I'm just saying that...
Well, you are being a little accusatory, and...
Let me ask you something. In all instances, people that get divorced are losers.
Well, look, Phil, I've been married 18 years to Steve. I've never said no to him, ever. The key to a strong marriage is to just get with it, and I'm not saying people can have what Steve and I have. What we have is very, very special. And I'm not even trying to give advice. I'm just saying, I guess to me, people that get divorced are amusing. That's all.
So you sit there, you and Steve, if you'll forgive me, in a smug way, and say, I have...
No, we're not being smug, Phil. That's very unfair.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying, I have everything, and you don't have it, and you'll never be able to have it, and I don't care whether you have it or not. I just think you're funny.
No, I'm not being smug, and I...
Well, then what are you saying?
I'm saying, look, Steve and I have been married 18 years, and I don't care where we are in a storm drain. I mean, literally, one day we were walking through a storm drain. We were taking a shortcut through the foothills over here. And there was a large storm drain that was connecting Fountain to one of the main streets. And right there. And
all right, so you had sex in a storm drain. I mean, you know...
Yeah, but see, you want to use that as a joke. I'm telling you it's an example of how strong and how very, very special our marriage is. And
well, you sit there and you laugh at people. And like I said, let me ask you this question, okay?
I'm not laughing at anyone, Phil. I'm just laughing at how... I guess I am laughing at them, but I'm not laughing at them to be cruel. I'm just... When she says to me, oh, we're getting a divorce, I went down and I said, are you believing her? And I went over to Janice Greeley and a couple of the other women that are on the steering committee. I said, Karen Llewellyn just told me she's getting a divorce. I said, are you getting this? And, of course, they rolled their eyes. They couldn't understand.
All right, look. What if Steve beat you? I mean, what if he cheated on you? What if he beat you?
First of all, I have never in 18 years refused my husband sexually. So Steve cheating on me is a non-factor. And what was the other thing you mentioned?
Well, what if he was physically abusive? What if he hit you?
What if he did? So?
What if he beat you?
So? So what if he did? So what?
If he beat you?
So? So what? I mean...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley here on the tragedy of divorce, the custody of children, the reality of... You know what? It's real for a lot of people, Ms. Dooley. It may not be real for you.
Well, maybe that's why I'm talking to you tonight. I don't know why people are weak. And I suppose I want to find that out more than anything, because as the head of a parent-teacher organization, I'm talking to a lot of these losers, and I don't mean to say loser, but I really am talking to a lot of you. Well, you know, Aiden's father and I are, and I don't want to say Aiden because that is the name of a young boy whose parents are divorcing, but, you know, his father and I are divorcing, and so it's going to be difficult in the time being because we're splitting custody. And I'm just thinking, are you ready for this? You know,
but it's a common thing, isn't it?
Well, if it's a common thing, it's not common to me. And maybe I'm here to learn, too. Because I'm the president of the PTO doesn't mean I can't learn as well. And I would like to learn.
What is your question?
Why are they such losers? And
see, you're not going to get very far using that word. You're not going to...
Well, all right, what... Okay, I'm going to try and put this the best way I can. What happened to people that they are so weak and have a loser mentality that they get divorced? And
so you use the word loser again.
Well, I don't know exactly how I want to phrase it.
So what if your husband beat you?
So? What if he did?
You wouldn't leave him.
So what? I mean, I don't understand your question.
My question is this. Yeah, there's no reason for divorce. Everybody divorces. What if you had a physically abusive husband that beat you up?
So what?
So the guy is pounding you.
So?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Just put her on hold for a minute because it's frustrating me to no end here to talk to this lady. 1-800-449-8686, Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates PTO on why do people get divorced, especially when she and Steve, to listen to her, she's never refused him an intimate moment in 18 years of marriage. They have a very special thing. She wishes people had what they have. And as the president of a PTO, she's got to deal with a lot of the people that she calls losers who get divorces, and then she has to figure out what to do with their kid. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. A reminder on Monday, July the 5th, our third annual Top 100 Calls of the Year show. You won't want to miss this. It's going to be 100 or thereabouts calls of some of the most classic radio material heard on any radio show anywhere. That'll be Monday, this Monday, on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley joins me, the president of the Western Estates PTO. You've come on this program basically. What is that sound in the background?
I didn't hear you, Phil.
What is the sound I'm hearing?
You know what? We're enjoying a tub tonight. It's a Thursday night, and Steve is going to take a long weekend for the 4th of July weekend. So we're actually in a redwood tub that Steve constructed for us when we first moved in here. And it's a beautiful evening here in Southern California, and I hope you don't mind, but we're just taking a spa.
Okay, as long as it doesn't get too loud. I just noticed it was kind of rumbling in the background.
I'll try and keep the phone above it, Phil.
All right. So you don't know why it is people get divorced.
Well, I think it's a little bit of what we like to call sort of a hillbilly trash or a trailer trash thing to do, because...
Well, I can tell you, hillbilly trash. I mean, some of the richest people in the world get divorced.
No, I understand those people. I'm talking about... I thought you were talking about just regular people who...
All right, well, what's the difference?
Oh, my God. You know, I've never... Look...
Your husband never slaps you? And if he does, it's okay?
Steve has slapped my face occasionally, but only when... there was an occasion when I had snored and I had kept him awake, and he had a very early day. And certain, I can tell you, we have a custom in our home. We believe in what's called a courtesy flush. And he slapped me because I had not done that.
Doesn't that make you feel bad for yourself?
So? I don't understand your question.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is Charlotte. Charlotte, hello. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Well, yeah, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got to listen to
mm-hmm.
me. How
mm-hmm.
dare you
mm-hmm.
get on our you are
mm-hmm.
part of a PTO.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have our children watching you.
Well, that's right.
Listening. Let me finish,
exactly.
Bobby.
Exactly.
Okay? You've
mm-hmm.
got them watching you, and you're
mm-hmm.
telling people on national radio that
mm-hmm.
you are going to accept your husband. Yeah, what if he beat you?
Well,
what
no.
if he goes out on you? Let me finish, ma'am.
He doesn't beat me. He slapped me.
Okay, let me finish. Are you telling me if you had a daughter or a son and they're being beat by her man that you're going to look at your daughter in the face and say, no, you should stay with him?
I would run through a checklist before I said anything. I would say, do you courtesy flush? Are you doing things that keep him from getting sleep? You know, what is going on?
You're telling me there is a reason for a man to lift his hand and hit a woman?
Well,
that's a very good point that Charlotte's making.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. No, there's never a good reason. There's never a good reason.
Okay, you're contradicting yourself, Bobby.
I just got to
saying earlier that you could take somebody beating you.
No, I didn't say beating, did I? I said
you,
slapping.
The man asked
yeah.
you, what would you do
mm-hmm.
if your husband beat
mm-hmm.
you?
Mm-hmm. And I said, so what?
Okay, so you're telling us you'll accept that?
No, I won't.
Okay, let me tell you something, Bobby. I'm a cancer patient. I was going through chemotherapy. I lived with a man.
Well, what does that got to do with anything?
I lived with a man that beat me and put my head in a toilet when I was throwing up my guts from chemo. Do you
mm-hmm.
think I should stay with him, Bobby?
Well, he has a concern. You went out and got cancer just as the two of you were beginning to...
Wait a minute. Are you listening to her?
Bobby, are you listening to what I'm saying to you? This man shoved my head in a toilet while I was puking up my guts from chemo. You're telling me, Bobby, how dare I can't believe
you know
that
something.
Somebody would allow you on our PTO. How dare our country? You talk about our country being sick. They're sick having people
no,
like
see,
you
what,
on
what,
the PTO.
No, this is what I'm talking about. Did you flush?
What do you mean, did I flush?
When you were throwing up.
I was throwing up in the toilet, ma'am.
But I'm asking, Steve slapped me when I didn't use a courtesy flush.
I was throwing up from cancer, chemotherapy treatments. Do you understand?
Well, let me ask you a question, and maybe I don't get it. Why are you not able to handle the chemo?
I think you're sick.
No, wait a minute, sick lady.
But don't you know what chemotherapy does? It's injecting poison into the system to kill cancer cells. But the killing of the cancer cells also makes you very, very ill. It is
absolutely a very uncomfortable thing. I'm alive, Bobby. Well, they only gave me 8 weeks to live.
You know,
I'm here.
You know, I'm really resentful of the accusatory tone that both of you are taking with me.
I'm trying to understand.
You said because you don't courtesy flush. By the way, what is that?
Oh, my God, lady.
A courtesy flush is something that actually civilized people should engage in. It's a flush to cover up embarrassing sounds.
Okay, so what I'm supposed to do while I'm puking up my guts from chemotherapy that is bringing up blood with it. Now, I'm only weighing at this point about 89 pounds, okay?
Oh, God, do I envy you?
Excuse me, sir, don't hit me right now. Let me courtesy flush first.
Well, I don't know what... 86 pounds sounds pretty good to me because I'm battling right now. I'm on the Atkins. And
wait a second. Forget the Atkins and forget all these other things. The lady had cancer, Bobby.
I understand that, and I'm very sorry for that. All I'm trying to say is this. Divorce, I don't get it.
You don't get it? I'm going to tell you something, Bobby. The man that you're with, I think we need to take you and get your head examined. How dare you? How can you be on our PTO? How did you get elected? Could you please tell me that?
I was elected because I'm a go-getter, because I'm on the go.
On the go for what?
I am always on the go.
For what? You're on the go for the men that are abusing their women. You're on the go for the children that are leaving their spouses because they're being beat.
Bobby, you are a whirlwind of activity. I planned all the poster boards. I've put up all of our, you know...
I am listening to you, Bobby, and I'm trying to understand. I just can't understand what you're telling me and telling people on our radio. You've got children listening to you right now.
Well,
young teenage children.
How dare you tell them it's okay to stay with someone that's beating them? It's difficult for a man to watch a woman that 8 months ago was, in his vision, a real piece of you-know-what, puking up blood in a toilet.
And you're a full-grown lady. Man,
all right, okay.
I say something real quick?
Go ahead, Charlotte. I've got to take a break here.
And thank you so much for letting me speak. But I want to know something, Bobby. You get on the radio right now, and you are telling the entire world, too, about your sex life, where you've been, what you've done.
Oh, my God, you're telling everybody about how you barf.
That's right. It's chemo, honey.
You're on the radio talking about sex acts in the store. My God, you're on the air talking about, and I barfed here and I barfed there.
Oh, my God, lady.
I barf.
Gary, thank you so much,
thank you very much, ma'am.
I wish you the best with this lady.
Thank you, ma'am.
She's sick.
Right. Bye-bye.
And she called you Gary. Oh, my God.
That's fine. Maybe she didn't know the name of the show. 1-800-449-8686.
So I want to inject something in here if I could. I didn't have much of a chance to talk. I think, first of all, that woman is a wonderful example of a strong woman. She obviously went through a great deal.
You better believe it, listening to that piece of garbage that she was married to, shoving her head in the toilet. Guys like that ought to have a baseball bat taken to the back of their head when they least expect it, just so their eyes pop right out.
Oh, my God, you are violent.
Yeah, that's right. When it comes to guys like that, yeah, very violent. Extremely violent.
Well, she is on the air talking about, and by the way, I barf. I barfed.
You know, I haven't heard the word barf since my daughter.
What?
Saying the word barf.
So what?
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with us from the parent. You can see we're having a very spirited discussion of divorce. How does it happen? Why does it happen? Ms. Dooley doesn't understand. She and her husband will never divorce. She also has said her husband slaps her, but only if she snores or doesn't courtesy flush. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Bobby Dooley with us from the Parent Teacher Organization of Western Estates on divorce and how she can deal with it better. The divorces of parents of the children that she is taking care of as a PTO member. You've intimated, is your husband with you right now?
He's with me right
now.
Is that you, Mr. Dooley?
Sir.
All right, I want to talk to you, Bobby. You guys are sitting together in the hot tub?
Yes, and that's why we're really getting a kick out of everybody calling in and saying, oh my God, you know, you let your husband beat you. I mean, I am sitting in a hot tub right now with my husband, who I love, and for 18 years we've been together, and I guess we've just got something special, so that's why I'm trying to understand this divorce thing.
You said you let him slap you when you snore and don't courtesy flush.
Two times. I snored and I didn't courtesy flush, yes, and he had some friends over.
He had some friends over, so you were using the bathroom, you didn't flush to cover up the noise or something?
Yes. And I'm trying not to be graphic, but yes.
So when you came out of the bathroom...
He looked at me and he said, I love you, but you know what I'm going to do? And I said, yes. And he, you know, backhanded me across the face. But let me tell you something, Phil. Let me tell you the secret to a great marriage.
Oh, man.
No, listen to me. The secret to a great marriage, I don't care if you're on top of Mount Everest. I don't care if you're in the deepest, deepest ocean. I don't care if you're on the moon or you're inside of you know, the biodome or whatever. Whenever your husband wants it, you give it to him. And let me tell you, it can be really great. It's really wonderful.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I will not comment. I will simply just go to a phone call here. We have Lisa. Hi, Lisa. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm stunned. I'm totally stunned at these women. This woman.
Well, you know, it's
like we're in 1940 or 1950. Okay, I want to tell you something, lady.
Maybe you're stunned.
I have a successful marriage. You have no idea what it's like to be ill. Okay, I have diabetes.
I take psychotropic
drugs.
Do you have any people that listen to your program, Mr. Henry, that are not, terminally ill?
I mean,
wait a minute.
I am not terminal. I live with vomiting every day because of the medication that I take to be normal.
Well, boo-hoo, you barf.
Boo-hoo, woman, you're fat, too. Okay, when you fart, does your husband slap you?
When I don't courtesy flush, yes.
No, when you're walking around town or you are walking down the hall and... Because I know you're probably overweight, you're drinking diet drinks.
I said I envy that lady being 86 pounds.
Okay, are you overweight?
I'm 110. I'm 5'7". I would hardly say I'm overweight.
I thought you were on the Atkins diet.
Yes, I was.
Okay. But when you fart, which is a normal noise that people make, or you burp, does your husband slap you then?
Well, what would you expect him to do?
I would expect him to say to you,
Are you trying to tell me that when you walk around and you cut one, that you think your husband's supposed to stand there and take it?
Of course, it's a normal bodily function. Us coonies.
Wait a minute.
Have a farting problem, okay? And we pass gas, and it is a joke.
What do you mean, cooties? What? I don't understand.
My last name is Cooney. Lisa Cooney, I'm from Burlingame, California. My dad is a cancer doctor, and I want to tell the woman that just called.
Oh, so that's really great, Lisa. Everybody in the Cooning family.
If she's growing up, tell her to call me, and I will hold her head while she's vomiting from chemo. Okay?
Lisa, you have just said that.
I hope that you do not live near me and are part of the Parent Teachers Association in my area.
You're in Burlingame? No, I'm in Southern California.
I would vote you out.
Well, Lisa, good news for me. I live in Southern California, Northern California. Thank you, Jesus. So,
all right, come on.
God doesn't want men to hit women.
Hold on for a minute. Let me just say something.
Of course. Lisa has just said the entire Coon family from Burlingame.
No, it's not
you
Coon.
Have just embarrassed your entire family.
No, I didn't.
The family's name is Cooney, not Coon.
Thank you.
Well, she embarrasses. Hi, I'm Lisa Clooney, or whatever she said. And
Cooney.
Cooney.
It's an Irish name.
All right,
thank you.
Lisa Cooney. And hi, my entire family is disgusting.
No, I did not say that.
Oh, my God.
I said that my whole family passes gas.
It's the same thing. Oh, good. Here come the Coonies. Hold on to your... You know, what am I supposed to do? Hold my nose?
No, well, where do your farts go?
You know something?
Where do your farts go?
Do
you have some magic bodily function that your farts don't come out?
You know something, Lisa? We're two young ladies talking. I think we could have a little bit more decorum. Secondly, when I have
do
the bad man...
Do not condescend me, ma'am.
Well,
you are speaking
like...
I am probably older than you are.
You are speaking...
Okay?
Well, the boo-hooing...
We are speaking, and I am really pissed off at your attitude and that children are listening to you.
I can control...
My daughter was in the room. I had her leave. She's 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If any man or any boy ever hit her... I would turn into a tigress, man,
and you're trying
and that
to tell
family
me.
Would know that I don't approve of that. Okay?
So, pass the clothespin. Here comes another Coonie. Okay, thank you.
Oh, my. You know, Bobby, this is childish to be even talking about this. The lady, I think, brought it up in the first place to say that we're all natural human beings. We have, We have our good days and our bad days. If your husband to slap you and to say it's okay to slap you because you have these foibles, these human foibles, is an unacceptable thing. She doesn't want her daughter to hear it. She doesn't want to have impressionable women hear that, well, you know what, it's all right to accept the slap of a man.
And yet, every day in America, we have couples divorcing, and Steve and I have been together for 18 years.
You know,
I'm able to hold my tooth.
Thank God. Otherwise, they would have killed each other. Okay?
Who?
And us, my brother and I, probably would be in mental wards right now. Okay?
Well, no, in fact...
They did not jail like you, but my father's second marriage has been
well,
for
I'll
35
tell you, right.
years.
I'll tell you something. Maybe you should be in a mental institution, walking around and blasting them out everywhere you go.
Oh,
man.
You're laughing.
Yeah, she thinks it's funny now.
You know
right,
what,
Lisa,
ma'am?
Thank you.
No, I just think it's just...
You know what, ma'am? You are sorry.
Lisa,
and
you
I,
may
you
lose
know, when
that
I go to bed tonight,
noisy,
I am going to sound, I'm going to say a prayer for you, ma'am, that God forgive you for what you are and what you're doing to the children of this country, that people like you should be locked up somewhere.
Lisa, you're angry because you fart, and that is the bottom line.
So do you.
Lisa makes more bubbles than this hot tub, Steve.
Hey, whatever your name is,
right.
You fart too. Does your husband fart, or do you give his your fart?
Hey, Lisa, God forgive the farting Coonies.
Do you remember that movie, The Fighting Sullivans? They should have one called The Farting Coonies.
All right, you know what? This has turned into
a joke.
This has turned into an
I
absolute.
I thought this was serious.
Yeah, no kidding. I thought this was serious as well, and this has turned into
and
some
he
kind
is
of a.
Just
no, I am a piece.
All right, Lisa. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Let me move on here to another call, and I need to keep these calls shorter, Ms. Dooley. Melinda, go ahead.
Well,
and that means I need for you to let the caller speak, and you speak less. Go ahead, Melinda.
Thanks, Phil. Hey, Ms. Dooley, I am absolutely appalled that you would advocate or condone that abuse in any circumstance
is
okay.
I don't condone
it. You're saying that it's okay that your husband slaps you. There's no difference in the escalation of violence.
I don't know.
Okay?
I don't think it's the same thing.
You're saying that abuse and slapping are two different things?
Yes, absolutely. Abuse?
Do you know how the law defines it, ma'am?
Did you say your name is Mike or Melinda? I don't...
Okay,
wow.
So what is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean?
I think we know what we're dealing with here, right, Melinda? Come on.
Woo.
Come on. Say it.
Wow.
Isn't it true?
No,
are
ma'am.
You?
Absolutely not. Because
so
I'm confident and because I'm educated, you have a problem with that?
No, but it
I'd
sounds like we
kind
got
of
a little...
psychotropics your husband's
it
on that you can spend the last 18 years
with you. It sounds like we got ourselves a Rocky Mountain lesbian here. Now, do we or do we not?
You just get that. You know something, Ms. Dooley?
My orientation has anything to do with you condoning violence, and I asked you a question that you didn't respond to. I said, well, how do you think the law defines abuse?
Good question.
Do you think they differentiate between a slap and a punch, or a slap and hitting somebody with a hammer? And at what point, when this violence continues to escalate, is it when we're saying it's okay? You're saying it's okay for women to accept that under any circumstance. And the items that you're using are incredibly trivial. Whether or not it's passing gas, whether it's not a courtesy flush, or whether it's not you forgot to lock the front door or turn off the stove, it doesn't matter. You're saying that it's okay. And I'm asking you, how does the law differentiate between that?
It's a good question, Ms. Dooley. How does the law define it? Because that's what we got to talk about.
You know, I think you've put me.
Know,
you know something?
You?
I think you've
you
put me in a very.
Know.
First of all, your issue with men stems from your orientation. That's number one. Number two...
Wait a minute.
You know, you're talking
the
about
question...
one thing, and I'm talking about people being abused. And you know what? If you want to cross that border and talk about in any interpersonal relationship, at what point does abuse become okay? And why does the law define it
you
the way
that
it
You have to understand
does?
He had a room full of poker buddies. They were trying to enjoy the game, and I'm in the bathroom making every
I'm asking
noise.
You, so you're saying there are guidelines, and the law should cater to when women are slapped and differentiates between they're punched and whether or not people are present?
See, a cop's going to come, Bobby, and...
Excuse me, but I was talking to Manny. I wasn't talking to you.
And the Manny crack she gets to. Her name is Melinda. Are we going to be adults here, or are we going to sit in a hot tub and make jokes about whatever?
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question, Mr. Reddy.
Mr. Dooley, yeah.
I was wondering if Melinda could sing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
I think she's hung up. She hang up? We lost her. All right.
Are you kidding?
She's gone, yeah.
Well, I mean, she sounded like a guy. Just like a guy.
Crystal, are you there?
I am here.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes. You know, what's your name, Ms. Dooley? I am appalled by your behavior. What kind of classy woman goes around on national radio and broadcasts what kind of sex acts she performs with her husband, and you're supposed to be an influence to our young children? I would never...
I'm not getting a divorce, Crystal.
You've had your turn. Ma'am, you've proved your ignorance already. It's my turn to speak. You're appalling. And in the whole situation, I think you're the loser, because how dare you call American society? You don't know what everyday people go through and what goes on in their homes. How dare you call them hillbilly trash because they're going through a divorce? You're the loser in this situation because you're the weak one, because you stay with your husband who smacks you. So you're the weak one who can't pull yourself out of that situation.
Oh,
so you decide... Hello?
I'm right here. They've got fireworks going all of a sudden, Phil.
So you decide to stay in a relationship where you get beat because of a courtesy flush. How dare you?
At least I haven't gotten divorced like millions of weak women who are out there getting divorced every day. My husband and I are together. We've raised three sons.
Your husband and you are together for 18 years because
you
listen to every command he gives you, and you're not woman enough to stand up for yourself.
Oh, sure.
You
weak women.
You don't
even
have a mind of your own.
Just because a man tells you to do something, you divorce him. And you add to the divorce rate in this country. And just because I allow my husband to make mistakes and women like you don't...
Well, where are you anyway?
Some of the neighborhood kids are starting to...
I can't even hear this
I'm listening to fireworks.
Some of the neighborhood kids have done it. Steve, I don't know. I'll move inside if you want me to, Phil.
If it keeps up much longer, I don't know.
I can't even hear her.
Well, look. First of all, he had a room full of men.
Who
and
cares?
I'm in the bathroom
it
cutting
doesn't matter.
Every
it does
resident
not
to fart.
Matter. It does not matter. Obviously, you go to his every beck and call. That's why you're together for 18 years.
Well, because you
do not stand up for yourself.
Just because
this
you hate men.
This is not the 1950s, honey.
Just because you
stand
hate
up
men.
For yourself, and you do not let a man put his hands on you. You are the weak one because you will not pull yourself out of a situation, and you're scared.
You know
you're
something?
Probably scared
if
out you're of your
so,
mind.
If you're so strong, why is your name Crystal?
I'm so
sweet
strong. Lady, let me tell you something. You don't know nothing about me, okay? And
good English, too.
Someone needs to put you in your place. You are an ignorant woman. You're stupid.
Oh, I'm stupid.
That's what you are. You have no common sense. And maybe your husband needs to beat your ass because you don't know how to control yourself.
Well, one of the things that a man who...
You're a moron.
If you were here right now, you know something? You want
to
throw down?
This guy needs to kick you off his radio show because you're...
Get the firecrackers out of here, will you?
Dylan, turn the... Tell him
you're
about
an embarrassment.
That. You know something,
you're
Crystal?
You're an embarrassment to yourself.
Well, I want to say one thing.
That's what you are.
I want to say one thing. I'll throw down with you anytime you want, honey.
Lady, I'm in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
You sound like some...
I'll whoop your ass up and down the street and...
Jacksonville, North Carolina. I come from...
You don't scare me,
you know
me, honey.
Something, honey? I come from the big city.
You don't scare me.
I come from the big city, not the burgs. I come from the big city.
You stay on the phone and I'll give you my address.
You know what?
You're such a classy woman.
You want
to
know something? I can throw down like any black woman. I throw down like a sister.
I don't give a damn. Listen, honey, I'm from Boston, New York, okay? You've never been to my hood.
You're from where? You're from
ass.
Where? Where are you from?
I will. Brooklyn, New York. You
oh,
heard
big
me,
wow.
You
I'm from the
me,
I'm from the coast.
Whoop your ass.
I'm from
you
the
think
coast.
You're better than everybody else. You're
I'm
on top
from
of the
coast.
You're just sitting in some hot tub and you let your
incoming
husband
coming.
Hello? What happened? Well, I heard the fireworks, but it sounded like there was an explosion. I've said, I've lost all the calls. I've lost Ms. Dooley, everything. I don't know whether the caller exploded, Dooley exploded, Steve exploded, the whole phone line exploded, the phone company exploded. All of a sudden, I heard, I'm from the coast, I'll throw down, and then an explosion. Wow, is all I got to say on that one, baby. Wow. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back in a moment.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Very well, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.